Hi, and welcome to another edition of It's All About Relationship. I'm David Novak, and this is episode number 71. So, if you haven't been following us along lately, I would love for you to go back and check out a couple of episodes that we've released recently on our previous episode, which is episode 70. That's 70. That came out last week. We had an awesome interview with actress, author, speaker, woman of God, director, producer, and she does it all, right? Nancy Stafford. That was such an awesome interview, and she told us some, you know, some stories from, she was a regular on Matlock, if you remember that TV show with Andy Griffith years ago. She told us some stories about that and some other things that she has done. And then she shared some awesome things about our peace with God, and awesome woman of God. And also recently, we had a guest, Josh Lotzenheiser, Pastor Josh from Church of Grace in Yorba Linda. And we have Pam Christian, also author and speaker, also from Church of Grace, and she has a ministry too. And, you know, all three of those recent interviews were really awesome, awesome times. So hopefully you can go back and check those out. And if you're interested, I was on another show recently called This Guy, That Guy podcast. This Guy, That Guy is the name of it. And the hosts, co-hosts on that are Nick and Ken. Nick and Ken, they're awesome guys. They're men of God, great fathers, and they just have a great show that comes out, I think, every couple of weeks. But they interviewed me, and I think it was their episode number 23 and 24. I hope I got that right. But anyway, we had a two-part interview, so I was able to share, you know, some things on my acting career and lots of stuff on God, the things of God and growing in God and that sort of thing. So anyway, so a little commercial stuff there. Hopefully you can check some of these episodes out. And as you know, we have a Facebook page. There's a couple. One is called It's All About Relationship. That's for the podcast. And then I have another one called David Novak, Actor. And that's got my acting stuff on it, some of it anyway. And then you can also, if you're interested, you can follow me on Instagram at David Novak Actor again. And that's also my Twitter name too. So anyway, so all that being said, let's kind of jump into today's message. I hate to call it a message because I'm not a teacher. I just share my heart. And teachers are held to a higher standard, so I don't want you to hold me to a higher standard, but you can if you want, I don't care. But anyway, I've known God for many, many years, and hopefully I can share a tiny bit of good stuff for you to help and encourage you, and that's why we're here. We're all about encouraging people to help you develop a deeper relationship with God, others, and even yourself. So that's what we do this for. We don't take offerings. I don't even know if you can send me anything. So we're not in it for that. I'm just in it to do it because I think it's something the Lord wanted me to do. He put it on my heart back in July of 2019. And that's when we started this audio podcast. I actually started a video podcast probably a year before that. And so there's, I think there's maybe 20 episodes of video podcasts, or I guess they're not video podcasts, but they're videos. Okay. And I did them from remote locations, like in the park and, you know, places like that. And so it was basically what I'm doing right now, except it was video. So, but anyway, I started the audio podcast, like we're doing right now, in July of 19, and this is number 71, so we've done a few of them, huh? So anyway, what I want to talk to you about today is, excuse me, who are you trusting? Are you trusting you? Are you trusting God, hopefully? Are you trusting the government? That's a whole nother subject, right? Are you trusting the system? You're trusting the family. I mean, we've got lots of choices for things to, for things and people and organizations to trust in. Hopefully, we're trusting in God as our main source, right? excuse me, the Word of God and what He says about us and who we are and what He's promised to do in our lives. John 14, verse 1 in the Amplified says, "Do not let your heart be troubled, afraid, or cowardly. Believe confidently in God and trust in Him. Have faith, hold on to, rely on it, and keep on going, and believe also in Me." So don't let your heart be troubled, but trust and confidently believe in God. John 14, 1 in the Passion Translation is kind of cool. Check this out. It says, "Don't worry or surrender to your fear." Woo, that's kind of cool, huh? "Don't worry or surrender to your fear, for you've believed in God. Now trust and believe in Me also." That's what Jesus says. We have a choice, don't we? We can believe what God says. We can believe what the world says. even believe in what our heads tell us, you know. So, you know, we get thoughts in our minds, right? And, you know, sometimes they're fearful thoughts. John 10:10, I believe, says, "The devil comes to only kill, steal, and destroy. But I," Jesus says, "I have come to give you life and give it" how? "Give it more abundantly." And I believe, in my humble opinion, that he's talking, yes, he's talking about eternal life, but I think he's talking mostly there about life in this earthly realm, that we should live an abundant life here. And living an abundant life does not include fear, right? And in this day and age with the COVID, and gosh, there's riots and looting and protests and all kinds of stuff going on. There's just all kinds of stuff going on. And we have a definite opportunity, I'll call it that, to be fearful, don't we? I mean, it's really easy right now to be fearful. And what is the enemy's number one tool? Okay, you don't know? Or maybe you just said it. But it's fear. I mean, that's probably his number one tool to come against the children of God, and not just the children of God, but the unbelievers too, because he operates in fear. The Lord says that he's the father of lies, talking about the enemy. So the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he does it. One of his main weapons is by fear. So fear comes, okay? He brings fear, and he dumps it on us, and he talks to us in our ear. And sometimes we know it's the enemy, and sometimes we just think it's us, right? You get these thoughts late at night. You start worrying about money. You start worrying about your kids. You start worrying about your grandkids. You start worrying about your job, your career, you know, you name it. You get worried about it. And, you know, we think, a lot of times we think it's just us that are worrying, but you know what? It may be just us, but who's putting the thoughts in our minds? It's not just us. The enemy comes and puts these thoughts in our minds. And speaking from experience, because I used to be a professional worrier, okay? And mom's in heaven right now, and I know she's listening to me, but Mom, you taught me how to worry, and you taught me a lot of good things, Mom, but that was not a good one. So I'm still, you know, I still kind of overcome that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think I have overcome that 99%, but being kind of human and fleshly, you know, I still, you know, deal with that every once in a while, but man, I'm a whole lot better than I used to be. But yeah, my mom was a warrior. She really taught me how to do that from ever since I was a little kid. So maybe, I'm just saying maybe, you have the same challenges in your life where you tend to worry. Or maybe that's not even a big challenge for you. Maybe it just comes on you once in a while. But so how do we combat all this stuff? Well, the Bible tells us, you know, when these thoughts come, that we're supposed to cast down evil imaginations. And that's what these are. These are evil imaginations that the enemy comes and puts in our heart or in our head, and especially late at night, you know, late at night or early in the morning. That seems to be, at least for me anyway, that seems to be his favorite time to attack me. First thing in the morning or last thing at night, you know. So he can come to David. David, you don't feel good today. David, you're not going to make it today. You know, late at night, David, worry about your kids. You know, David, the money, you know, whatever it is. And you stick your own name in there. But he's not so obvious that, you know it's him all the time. Most of the time, actually 99.9% of the time, is thoughts that you just think you're thinking yourself. So what do we do? Okay, I'm not saying that you're never going to be worried, and I'm not saying it's easy to walk in victory over this, but the Lord tells us, well, he tells us don't worry. Remember 14:1, don't worry or surrender to your fear. Well, he wouldn't tell us that if it wasn't possible to have victory over it. Okay, does that make sense? I don't think the Lord tells us to do things that are not possible, because that's just, it's not him, okay? He loves us and he wants the very best for us. So when he tells us to do something, he's telling us because he knows that we can, and how can we? Not in our own strength? No, I know I can't do stuff in my own strength. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how we do it. And we use the word of God as our sword. The sword is spirit, okay? Thoughts come in, what do? Okay, as soon as we recognize that it's not from the Lord, we combat it by the word of God, and we replace it. I call it thought replacement therapy. If you want to call it that, that's cool, but it's kind of what I call it. But we replace the thoughts with what the Lord says, okay? So, you know, an enemy comes against us, he says, you're not going to make it. You know, you can't do this. Well, what's the word of God says? In Philippians 4, it says, I can do all things through Christ. Okay, so, you know, the thought comes in that you can't do this, whatever that thing is, and then immediately, as soon as you recognize it, you say, wait a minute, that's not true, because the word says I can do all things through Christ. Get out of here, enemy. You know, that's kind of the stuff we have to do. We have a choice. Every time this stuff comes against us, we have a choice that we can either accept fear, accept deceival, dishevel, whatever you want to call it, in our lives, or we can accept peace. Okay, we constantly have a choice, but we have to cast these thoughts down as soon as we recognize them. And you know, sometimes it's always not that easy to recognize stuff immediately. I mean, we're human, right? But the closer we get to God, and the more we know His Word, and the more we spend time in fellowship with Him, praying and just, you know, hanging out with the Lord, the more we become like Him, okay? You become more like whoever you hang out with. So if you want to hang out with, you know, violent people, you guess what? You're going to end up being violent. If you want to hang out with people who complain and criticize constantly, guess what? Pretty soon you're going to do that yourself. Unless you have such a humongous character that you can rise above all that. And now I'm not saying never hang out with people that, you know, that are like that. You know, I'm not saying if someone's a complainer all the time, you know, you don't talk to them anymore. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying you tend to become who you hang out with the most. You know, you pick your friends. That's a really important thing. And so I pick Jesus as my best friend. I hope that's okay with you guys. And then my wife is my second best friend after the Lord. Okay. So I guess that's kind of, and then my kids, right? That's kind of my priority list, if you want to call it that. So a couple notes I have. We have a choice. I already talked to you about that. Believing God brings rest, doesn't it? We believe in the things of God, and that helps to bring rest in our lives. It helps to bring peace. The more we trust God's word, the more we trust in what he's doing in our lives and believe that what he says, that he is who he says he is, and he will do what he says he will do, right? Don't just trust your feelings, because your feelings lie to you. I mean, they do. They lie to me. And the quicker we realize, you know, that feelings can be fickle, you know, the quicker we're going to be victorious in this area. So again, I ask you, who or what are you trusting? God or somebody else or something else? Okay. Self-talk. I kind of touched on that a little bit, but, you know, when you're, let me see, how can I put this? So my note here says self-talk. And then I put in caps, greatly affects our peace. So the enemy comes and starts telling us we can't do something. I already mentioned that, right? Okay, so our self-talk, oh, you know, I'm not talented enough. You know, I'm not smart enough. You know, and pretty soon that's coming out of your mouth. And, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the more you think it, the more it becomes. And this is not just, I mean, although the Lord is the ultimate positive a thinker, right? But it's agreeing with what God says, and it's disagreeing with what the enemy says, right? Does that make sense to you? Now, I mentioned that it seems to be in first thing in the morning or last thing in the evening that he kind of tends to come to us. At least that's the way he works in my life, right? I mean, throughout the day, too. He never gives up on me. What's the deal with that? I don't like that. But anyway, first thing in the morning, right? How we respond to the enemy, you know, that can affect our entire day. You wake up in the morning and the very first thing out of your mouth or in your head is something negative. You have to, you just got to rebuke that and say what God says. You know, I've kind of gotten the habit when I first wake up in the morning and, I tell the Lord good morning and then I start thanking him for, you know, giving me another day and all that kind of stuff and spend some time with the Lord. And maybe you can do that. But we can all spend at least a few minutes, right? I try to spend more than a few minutes, but, you know, I know maybe you can't do a long, long time, or maybe you can just get up a little bit earlier. But again, how you start your day off, that's going to affect your whole day. 1 Peter 5:8 in the Amplified says this: be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. Now, check this. That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking whom to devour. That's us. We're the ones that he's trying to devour, right? So as soon as we catch that and we know that we see what he's doing, we have to put an end to that right there. We have to nip it in the bud, as they say, right? We have a free will to choose. We can worry or not, to think or cast down thoughts. I mean, that's kind of where it's at. We have a choice. Worry's going to come. I'm not saying it's not. But we have a choice whether to continue to dwell on it or, you know, let it overtake us or take charge over it and, you know, fight it with all we have by the Holy Spirit and not on your own. I'm going to end it with this. Before I give you the last scripture, I want to tell you one thing. And this is really obvious, okay? But I'm just going to be obvious about it. Talk to the Lord about it. Whoa, that was heavy. Not really, but it's like the ultimate common sense thing, right? Just talk to the Lord about what is concerning you. Is it money? Is it your health? Is it your marriage, your relationships, whatever it is? Talk to the Lord about it. Don't just try to do all this stuff on your own. You got to talk to the Lord about it and say, Lord, what do you think about this? You know, what do you want me to do? And he may direct you to a certain place in the Word. He may direct you to go talk to a friend. I mean, he can direct you lots of ways. I mean, he does, obviously, he talks to us by the Holy Spirit and in his Word. But sometimes he leads us into a certain situation which is going to illuminate things to us, which gives us wisdom. Here's one. I'm going to give you a quick little story. You may laugh at me for this, but I don't care. But I used to be really, really fearful of certain rides at Disneyland. Now, I'm a Disneyland fanatic, okay? I love Disneyland. We go all the time whenever we can because we're in the Anaheim area, so it's local, right? But there were certain rides I would not get on because just too fearful. Okay, so now I just destroyed my manhood, right? But Big Thunder Mountain, that was one of them. I just hated going on that. And the Matterhorn was another one. Hated them. Just couldn't stand them. My wife and kids would want to go on them, and I'd say, okay, I'll wait for you down here, you know, and then after the line and everything, 45 minutes, they'd come out and say, how was it? Yeah, it was great, you know. And, you know, and so I hated the fact that I hated it, okay, that I was so fearful. And I kept talking to the Lord about it. Now, this is years ago, okay, not like yesterday or anything, but I kept talking to the Lord about this, and he finally, he told me, or maybe I was going to say he finally told me, but probably not, because he was probably telling me all along, I just wouldn't pay attention. But he told me, get on the ride and do it afraid, do it with me. Okay, all right, fine. So I get on Big Thunder, you know, I still remember this. And we're getting ready to go up the tracks. I don't know if you know much about this ride, but it's like a roller coaster thing through the mountains, if you want to call it that. And it's really a cool ride. I love it now. Right now, it's my favorite ride, okay? But then it wasn't. So anyway, he told me, while you're on the ride, I want you to keep your eyes open and look around and enjoy the journey. And it's like, are you kidding me, Lord? Are you doggone kidding me with this? Anyway, so I did, and it's like, oh my gosh, it was like a cloud got lifted off of me. I mean, really. And then, you know, the first time it was okay. The second time I did the same thing because he told me to do it again. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the journey. Look around and don't just clench your eyes and, you know, grip the bar as tight as you can until your hands turn white, because that's how I used to do it, right? And so the next time up, I did the same thing, kept my eyes open. I looked around. And, you know, the more I did that, the easier it became. And like I said, now it's like one of my two favorite rides. So you're wondering, what's the other favorite ride? It's actually Indiana Jones. So anyway, why did I tell you that story? It's just to tell you that we can overcome fear, even if it's something as stupid as what I just told you or some of the bigger stuff. Talk to God about this stuff, okay? The big stuff, the little stuff, he's your best friend. And he'll give you ways to overcome things, if you know what I mean. Father God, we're just going to pray right now that everybody in the sound of my voice would learn to walk a closer walk with you, that they would learn to put their fears in your hands, and that they would lean into your Holy Spirit and lean into your power, which you have for them, and that you would reveal to them ways that you would have them be victorious and successful in their walks with you, Lord God. Cause fear and panic and lack of peace to be gone from the people that are listening to me right now, and cause them to rise above. Cause them to rise above in Jesus' name. Amen. Catch you on the next time, guys.